This is King Caruso, Black History Buff, and this is a Black History Month UK recording. The information today comes courtesy of the Windrush Foundation. Better known as Lord Kitchener, Alden Roberts goes down in history as one of the greatest Calypsonians who first made his mark in the UK on board the Empire Windrush. Alden Roberts, aka Lord Kitchener, was born in Trinidad and educated at Armour Boys Government School until he was 14. His father helped him to develop his singing voice and also taught him to play the guitar. His first job as a musician was playing guitar for water scheme labourers whilst they laid pipes in the San Fernando Valley. But after winning the Arama Council's Calypso competition five times between 1938 and 1942, there was no stopping him. In 1943, he moved to Port of Spain, where he met Calypsonian Growling Tiger, who advised him to take the name Lord Kitchener, which was later shortened to Kitch. It was while on a tour to Jamaica with Egbert Moore, Lord Beginner, and Lord Woodbine, Harold Phillips, you've got to love those names, haven't you, that he heard about the MV Empire Windrush's impending voyage to Britain. The three men decided to book their passage along with hundreds of other Caribbean passengers. It was Kitch who would come to symbolise the naive optimism of the adventurers on board when he performed a specially written calypso, "London is the place for me," on the deck of the ship for Pathé News. Kitch's first residency was at a pub in Brixton, South London, where I was born. He played a significant role in the popularity of Calypso in the UK during the 1950s, becoming a regular performer on BBC Radio, as well as enjoying successful residencies at the Sunset Club in London. Later, he opened a nightclub in Manchester. Kitch returned to Trinidad in 1962. He won the Road March competitions 10 times between 1963 and 1976, and more often than any other Calypsonian, though his biggest rival was Mighty Sparrow. For 30 years, he ran his own Calypso tent, Calypso Revenue, where he nurtured talented Calypsonians like Calypso Rose and David Rudder. Kitchener's compositions always proved popular as the chosen selections for steel bands to perform at the annual National Panorama competition during the Trinidad Carnival. Kitchener adopted the new soca genre on a number of albums from the mid-70s. His most commercially successful song and one of the earliest major soca hits was Sugar Bum Bum in 1978. He is honoured with a statue in Port of Spain. A bust is also on display in Arima. The information in this episode is brought to you courtesy of the Windrush Foundation. This has been King Caruso for the Black History Buff podcast. Stay tuned for more like this. Soon come.